The Israel-Iran war is coming for your masala dosa. Iran war won't stall India's new semiconductor mission, the government says. Brokers ride investor wave before war jitters. Center reviews easing FDI rules for China.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with a story that shows how geopolitics can travel straight to your dinner plate. The Iran-Israel war is now beginning to ripple into India's restaurant kitchens. So for many restaurants, the immediate concern isn't customers, it's basically fuel. So LPG shipments from the Middle East have been disrupted, tightening supplies of commercial cylinders across several Indian cities. So one restaurant operator told us that many establishments are receiving barely 20% of their usual deliveries, and in some cases, supplies have stopped entirely. Now, oil marketing companies have reportedly restricted commercial LPG supplies to prioritize hospitals and schools. So industry bodies such as the National Restaurant Association of India, the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Associations of India, and even regional hotel associations have written to the government seeking immediate relief for this. And if restaurant burners slow down, imagine food delivery platforms could soon feel the impact as well. So operators say apps like Swiggy and Zomato could see fewer orders if restaurants begin scaling back operations. So even if the conflict eases quickly, restaurant owners say kitchens could take between 30 and 60 days to return to normal supply levels. In the meantime, restaurants are already adjusting their menus. So fuel-heavy items like masala dosa or deep-fried snacks are among the first dishes being trimmed right now. So instead, kitchens are leaning on sandwiches, grilled dishes, and wood-fired cooking to keep service running. So there's also another twist here. The gray market for LPG cylinders is tightening fast. So with prices reportedly touching around 2,800 to about 3,000 rupees per cylinder, that too if you can find one at all. So the next time your favorite neighborhood restaurant tells you a dish is unavailable, the reason might actually lie thousands of kilometers away. All right, moving on. The same conflict that's rattling energy markets is also raising questions around supply chains, particularly for semiconductors. But the government is saying that India's semiconductor plans are still on track and there's no issue there. But officials told us that disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz are unlikely to delay the next phase of the India Semiconductor Mission, often called ISM. Now, for context, the Strait of Hormuz is a key corridor for global energy shipments and petrochemical feedstock. So these materials are basically used in semiconductor manufacturing. So if disruptions there persist, they could affect the availability and pricing of specialized gases and chemicals used in chip fabrication. But government officials say the program is currently in the administrative approval stage. So the geopolitical situation is unlikely to derail immediate progress as of now. So the next phase of the mission announced in Budget 2026 is expected to shift focus slightly. So instead of concentrating only on attracting fabrication plants, the government wants to strengthen the upstream ecosystem, including semiconductor equipment, specialty materials, and chemicals as well. So for now, officials say the priority is to push the mission through the required approvals before execution even begins. So now let's talk markets and investors. So India's brokerage platforms had a strong start to 2026, with February alone marking the second straight month of healthy investor additions. And if we look at one of the top discount brokers, Grow, which leads the market in terms of investor numbers, added about 2.65 lakh new active investors in February. That follows roughly 3 lakh new investors added in January. So other platforms platforms, including Zerodha, Dhan, Angel One, and ICICI Securities, also reported steady growth in active investors. So investor interest in equities have also shown up in mutual fund data. So mutual fund inflows rose about 8% month on month in Feb, touching around 26,000 crores. But the question now is whether that momentum will continue. So brokerages say March could be more volatile with the Israel-Iran war, oil price shocks, and even inflation concerns adding uncertainty to markets. So some of the recent investor activity is also coming from users who had dormant accounts during 2025 and are now returning to the markets. In fact, many large brokerage platforms are still below the peak investor numbers they recorded in late 2024. So still, brokers say the investor base has shown surprising resilience over the past year, but retail investors have already navigated events like the US elections and IT sector correction, global tariffs, and now geopolitical tensions. And finally, one more policy discussion worth watching, or in this case, hearing. The government has held internal discussions around easing norms for FDI, foreign direct investment from China. So sources have told Money Control that officials are reviewing the Press Note 3 policy, which currently requires companies from countries sharing land borders with India to seek government approval before investing in any sector. Now, these countries include China, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Bhutan, Nepal, Myanmar, and Afghanistan. Now, the review is part of a broader attempt to balance foreign investment with national security considerations. So again, according to sources, discussions have taken place during the interministerial consultations, but the proposal has not yet been finalized by the Union Cabinet. So one idea under consideration is allowing Chinese capital in non-sensitive sectors while continuing to restrict investments in areas tied to national security or even strategic technology. So infra projects such as highways and bridges are among the sectors that could potentially see some flexibility moving forward. So despite China's global investment footprints, its share in India's FDI inflows remained relatively small as of now. So between December 2005, China accounted for just about 0.32% of India's total FDI equity inflows. So the conversation now is less about opening the gates and more about calibrating where investment might be allowed and is useful. All right, that's the wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.